Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Where's Dan?
System of Touch.
He heard you were leading off with Tears for Fears, and he just couldn't have it.
Where is Dan?
I don't know. Is he still mad about that Buck O'Neill bridge story yesterday?
Oh my
Do you remember
gosh.
This video, by the way, where they're in an old library, and he opens a book, and a butterfly flies out?
Okay, I have something to tell you. I was not living in this country at the time. And we didn't have MTV over there.
Oh, so when you say, I want my MTV, you really
I really wanted
MTV for it.
Yes.
Like I yearn for creamer for my coffee right now.
Is that going to be your new word of the day?
Yes, it's a yearning, Sam.
Are you yearning for the word yearn?
Yeah.
You know what we used to do back then? Because we only, our last year there, we didn't have any English language TV. And we would have our friends back in the States use a VHS recorder to record, like, The Cosby Show, Cheers. My mom was a huge, what was her soap? I think it was One Life to Live.
For the kids out there, the VHS is that rectangular-shaped-looking thing that's dark in color and typically has a label on the top.
And so our friends back in the States would mail us VHS tapes, and that's what how we would mildly stay abreast of what was going on TV over here.
The reason I want to see Dan Weinbaum, not only does he bring a smile to my face with that glorious, vast, encyclopedic knowledge of worthless information during this program every day. Mm-hmm. But I brought a VHS tape in yesterday that I found clearing out all of my old effects. And on the tape, Sam, and it's old school VHS, tab was out because it was important, please.
Hang on. He won't understand that. You would pop the tab out to make sure it couldn't be recorded over.
A little piece of a fixed plastic, and you would take a ballpoint pen underneath it and fling that sucker out of there.
Oh, I remember.
You ain't going to tape over my VHS greatness.
Not today.
All it said on the tape was Dana KU news anchor tape. So I would have been like, 19 years old and Professor Tom Hedrick. I know it.
God loves
Scott,
me.
Scott, you know. It is going to be so bad. It's going to be awful. Awful.
Yes. I wish I had saved my tapes.
It's so embarrassing. But for you, I brought it in and I go, oh, hell yes. We are going to play this.
And so, back
my voice is going to be up here. I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm telling you.
In seconds, the former 14-story complex transformed into a great big pile of metal, cement, glass, marble.
Okay.
Let's not forget the dust.
We have not forgotten
not
the dust.
Let's not forget the dust.
You better not forget the dust. It's everywhere.
I hate you, Sam. All right.
Well, things have calmed down a little bit since the First National Bank dropped out of Topeka's skyline. Oh, but for some,
did you just inhale helium?
Is just beginning.
Yes. Scott, my scrotum had not dropped yet at that point.
Easy there,
I did
Captain.
Not get this glorious broadcast voice until I had a couple kids sometime in the early 2000s.
It certainly wasn't at WIBW.
No, it was not. I was an intern when I did that story.
We'll start cleaning up the debris pile tomorrow. The goal today is just get the streets cleared.
Listen to this construction manager, by the way. He has no time for Dana White.
But even though the major cleanup starts tomorrow,
get away from me.
Crews had to get some of the rubble out of the way today.
Can you describe the debris pile, sir? I mean, I just thought
it was dusty.
I thought that was an Emmy Award-winning performance.
I mean, that was some great use of B-roll sound effects.
Thank you. The Nat sound was strong in that piece.
I'm going back. You know, I've got like 4,000 photos and videos. I'm going to try to find. Remember, years ago, I found a.
It was an audio tape.
It was a cassette.
Yeah.
From, I think I was at KOFO.
Your mother did not keep all of your early work. Like, my grandmother would knock down a child to get to that VCR during the news to hit record if she thought one of my stories was going to be on back when I was an intern.
No, I don't think my mom saved it because I don't think I ever brought it home.
Did she forget the dust?
Maggie forgot the
dust. Shut up, Sam.
And let's not.
You know what we're gonna do? No, that is enough of you. Do you know what we're gonna do? Where did you go to school?
He went to UMKC.
I did.
I almost made a joke there that I should not have made, and I stopped myself, and I'm glad I did not.
No, okay. Feel free.
Because I love the ruse. I love UMKC.
What were you gonna say?
We are going to contact their media department, and we are going to get some of Sam's work when he was 18 years old and put it right next to Let's Not Forget the Dust. Because here's what I know about what you do when you're 18 or 19. Squat, and it's all bad, and it's all cringeworthy when you look back.
You know, I'm going to save you the time because they didn't have a radio program, so there isn't anything to go look for.
You didn't do any TV work or anything like that?
I did one class where we put together two TV packages. And I guarantee you that professor does not still have those packages.
Oh, I don't know.
But if he does, please go find them. I'd love to see how stupid I look.
Hanging on the wall of fame there somewhere. Are you sure about that?
All right.
Anyway, yes. Huh. When Dan comes in, I will be asking, do you have that tape? He said he was going to digitize. I'm going to go home and digitize it.
Oh, so we may have it by today.
Well, I said, Dan, just pop it into VCR because he has one. I can't believe it, but he does.
I believe it.
Hit record on your phone.
He's older than me. I'm not surprised at all.
All right.
From the text line, when I lived in Germany, my mom would send me recordings of 90210.
Wow.
And ER.
By the way, when the Olympics was on, I do remember hearing from Carrie and my daughter, can you please give me your password to whatever it was so that we can watch the Olympics not in French?
Really?
Well, you are in Paris. I would anticipate in Paris the Olympics broadcasts were in French, and they were.
I'm assuming you would have been on Peacock. I think NBC had the rights.
Can we get your password? And I go, it's sand volleyball. I mean, do you really need to know what the announcers are saying?
Oh, I thought you were saying your password was sand volleyball.
No.
Pretty interesting.
Hey, speaking of passwords, we might need to call my mother today. She is home from the hospital.
I'm so happy about that.
And for those of you, I just mentioned this on social, and it's not like I'm keeping anything from anybody, truly. It's just that it happened very, very fast. She went in the hospital very, very fast, and then she was released very, very fast for sepsis, which, you know, don't mess around with that.
No, that can kill you.
My dad just casually calls me, and he's like, hey, so everything's fine. And you know when someone in your family says that. Everything is not fine.
It's like the phone ringing between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. Nobody ever calls with good news.
We don't want you to worry.
This was at like noon.
We don't want you to worry.
Here's the other thing, Sam. You know this. My dad is a texter. He is not a phone caller. So I look down and it says the phone's calling. It's my dad. And I'm like, hello? Like, hello? Sure enough, everything's fine. And I'm like, what happened? You know, what is going on?
Right.
So anyway, she goes in. They, thank goodness, the first doctor was like, yeah, we think you got something going on with your knee. Second doctor was like, oh, hell, we're admitting you. You know, she was on powerful antibiotics for like 3 days. Now she's fine. But I get this text from her. And apparently their hospital, where they are located, has some sort of password system. So that if you were in the hospital, Scott, and I wanted to call and get any sort of update on your condition, I don't have to go through 12 different people and nurses and receptionists to ensure that, yes, I'm on the list. You just say the password, and then apparently they'll give you whatever medical history you want or whatever. I get a text from I just want to read it. God bless her. She was probably hopped up on antibiotics.
Please tell me it was Collie Wobbles.
In all caps and in bold, Sam, if you ever want to call here and want the status of my condition, you have to say the words, Patrick Mahomes.
I knew it.
Patrick, you are now big time. You were the password for the key to the castle of all of my mother's private health information.
She is obsessed.
Obsessed. She's like, you know, we switched to State Farm and I did ask for the Patrick Price.
There is no Patrick Price.
Well, she thought there was.
That's kind of the whole point of the commercial.
Poor agent.
Is to get you to switch?
That poor State Farm agent down south is like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't even know who Patrick Mahomes is.
I want the Patrick Price. Could we please just... There's probably a restraining
order. She using
order.
Head and Shoulders now?
Oh.
To bathe?
Oh, I'm telling you, Scott, it's... She is all in.
And
you
don't have dandruff.
Well, according to the commercial, Patrick says you don't just use Head and Shoulders when you see flakes.
No. It's preventative. If you ask my mother, she would tell you that. Anyway, she sent me that with a straight face.
Oh
the
my
password,
God.
It, now don't tell anyone, it's Patrick Mahomes.
I knew it. Wow. Wow.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.